Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of consciousness and what that means in this evolving time and how we are creating instruments and technologies that assist us in our conscious evolution. And that's why I'm talking today to Brian David Anderson. Welcome, Brian, to the program.
Yeah, good to be here.
I know you've developed some amazing technologies to assist the evolution of consciousness. Do you want to lay out what you've done and what you've discovered?
Well, for a evolvement of consciousness, also, I believe the basis foundation for our consciousness is that we are 90%, 95% water. And so the water that we consume, the hydration that we have, is basically, I think, very much directly related to our consciousness. And if we are putting liquids in our body that cause chaos, then the any type of spiritual evolvement will also be a major, major challenge.
Right. That's a really good point, because if we are water, and so we need to have the best water possible in order to make us function at the highest possible level we can, right?
Yes, and understand that water has memory. Uh-huh. And so if we are having various types of emotional conflicts, water is going to hold that memory. And if we now also bring ourselves to a higher spiritual type of level, our water is going to bring us. It's like a symbiotic type of relationship. The water is going to help us achieve the highest spiritual levels, and the spiritual high level, our spiritual awareness is going to help keep the water, our liquids, at that organized spiritual level.
So let's talk about what you've developed here with Tri-Vortex Technologies, and talk about its development, and were you the person who came up with it, or are these other people's ideas that you've created and synthesized together? So tell me about this.
I believe mostly what mine is a synthesis. There is some few things that I've done original per se, but again, it's a building of, okay, here's a piece over here. Whenever I read, I see a big thick book type of thing. I have this ability where I can skim, and I just get the real meat of the type of thing, of the whatever the importance is. I can pull out the importance and then basically store it, and then I'll be able to use it at a later type of date. And that's what I've done most of my life, is I can get the most important things of a various technology or development or whatever it might be, and then pull the essential of how that can then be involved and how it can be synthesized into Tri-Vortex. I started out as a photojournalist. I went to the University of Missouri School of Journalism and majored in photojournalism. And I did newspaper photography. I did freelance work. I was one of the pioneers in underwater video for television cameras back in the 1980s. And then room temperature superconductors and various other types of technologies came along, and I got really hooked on it. And also there was a product that came out that changed the structure of liquids, and I tried it out and I really liked it. And so basically I pulled myself totally out of the whole journalism type of business, all underwater television productions, and totally devoted myself to research, starting off with water, and then
let me just interrupt you. What were those products that totally changed everything for you?
There was a water additive that you put drops into water, and it changes the surface tension of the water, and it's very, very expensive. And I wanted to come up with a product that it would be a one-time purchase that would also structure the water. That was the original intention back in 1988-89. I was using these drops to put into the water, and I said, okay, great, this really does. But, again, that was very, very expensive. And so I wanted to come out with a inexpensive way where you could structure water. That was the whole intention.
What was that Willard's water, or was that something else?
It was a combination of Willard's water and another one called Crystal Energy.
Because Willard's water was some of the first thing I did to realize, wow, water really can be structured and have an amazing effect on the body. So you must have felt that amazing effect with structured water, huh?
Yeah, I had higher energy levels. I also did the flower tests and that type of thing that they recommended to do, and I was very, very impressed. But at the same time, you're always having to go back to that source. It was like a petrol company, you know.
Right.
It's like going back to the oil companies, and I wanted to be something very different where you'd have a one-time type of purchase. It would last you from 5 to 10 years and be a very inexpensive type of a way of purchasing and still do the same thing without the chemical additives.
Oh, so you found a way to structure water in a very efficient, inexpensive way. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah, that was how it all then started evolving. And so when I went into, in 1988, when I shifted out of journalism and I went into total science, health, that type of thing, I did so as a journalist. I could have gone back to school, but then I was been going after a grade versus that of the truth. And so basically I had my journalism background, so I did a lot of self-study. And I had no thing about it. I didn't care about the grades. I didn't care about tenure. I didn't care about anything. All I cared about was the truth. And I feel like the truths that I have discovered over the years, they've been very effective and have helped a lot of people.
Well, like what kind? Can you give me an example of that, what you're talking about there, the truths?
Well, basically is I discovered a chemistry book in the laboratory of a person by the name of Cleve Baxter. He was foundation of the thing called The Secret Life of Plants.
That work. It's great work where he discovered plants had consciousness and would respond to humans and the environment. And yeah, that great work.
Yeah, so I had already come up with a small little invention at the time, but it was electronically based. And I was introduced to Cleve with a mutual friend. His name was Linda Goodman. She was a very famous astrologer.
Oh yes, very famous. Everyone has her love signs books, and Linda's amazing. Yes, that's right.
So she introduced me to Cleve Baxter, and so we were talking there, and I had just developed this electronic way of changing the liquids of water, and so I said, "Hey, Cleve, you know what? If we take this wine and we subject it to the frequencies that I've come up with, then we can drink all this wine, and you won't have a hangover the next day. I said, as long as you drink water with it, and we treat everything, then the next day you don't have any hangover." And he said, "Oh, okay, yeah." He said, "Once you come back Saturday night." And so when I got there, he had not the 750, but the larger ones. He had two bottles of wine. It was a white wine. And so he said, "Okay, now you made your claim. Now prove it." And so in the name of science, we drank that wine. And so then the next day, we kept the hydration going. We did everything. And so the next day, we drank both bottles of wine that night. And the next day, I called him up and I said, "Hey, how's it going?" And he said, Cleve was one of the top, polygraph examiners in the world. And he wasn't totally truthful. He said, "I'm actually very allergic to wine." And he said, "I wanted to test this." And he said, "It's amazing." He said, "I have no hangover. I have no reaction." He said, "This is just amazing, amazing." And he said, "Well, you know, is there anything I can do?" And I said, "Well, I need some lab space." So it was supposed to be two or three months that I was supposed to have this lab space, and ended up being 15 years. And during that time, I discovered a chemistry book that was dated in 1901. It was for doctors, dentists, and nurses. And so inside of this chemistry book was the table of elements on a spiral with radial lines on it. I then looked at that table, and it was incomplete. 1901, a lot of the chemical elements had not been discovered. So in 1992, I then finished off this table. As far as I know, I was the first person to do this. And what I noticed, that everything was harmonics. Everything had a harmonic type of way of doing this spiral table with these radial lines. So everywhere the radial line met the spiral line, you put a chemical element. And so I was then, I said that this all has to be harmonics, but I said there has to be a basic geometric structure that everything works off of. And I was searching around, and then I found what I feel is what our whole basis of our who we are in this dimension is all expressed in the Great Pyramid in Egypt. The Great Pyramid of Egypt is the only pyramid in all of Egypt and anywhere in the world that the walls are slightly indented. It actually makes a prism.
Wait, which walls? You mean the inside walls or the outside walls of the Great Pyramid?
Both. The walls of the outside, inside, the walls of the Great Pyramid are slightly indented. When you do a photograph, when they started doing airplanes in the 1920s, somebody flew over and saw the shadows, and they could see the indentation in the pyramid. So basically what you're dealing with there is a pyramid. There was a couple of researchers by the name of Bill Shule and Ed Pettit. They did a laser beam study where they put a laser beam into a scale model of the pyramid, and then they put a front-sided mirror inside, and then they just followed this mirror around. But the first pyramid they made, the walls were flat. Then they started indenting the walls similar to what the Great Pyramid is. And the mirrors then started to change, and the laser beam started to change. And at a certain point, the laser beam went directly into the King's Chamber area. So it reflected right inside of there. So basically what you're looking at is a prism. So what I did then is it seems like we could recreate this. And they had done it, the recreation with a normal site pyramid. What I did is I got a program called AutoCAD. And I started working pyramids with the walls slightly indented. I'm not a mathematician, but I found a way that there is a way that you can indent the walls in a very specific type of manner using mathematics. And I first printed it all out, and I got a glass of wine, and I put it over one piece of paper, and it didn't work. So I thought, well, okay, as an experiment, what I did is I spread this graphic out over about 1 inch of papers. It was 1 inch thick, and it was done in a very specific type of manner that you have to lay it down, and even one piece of paper will make a difference. So I got it all, and I had this big stack of and these little bits of information, almost like a computer thing, on these stack of papers. Got my glass of wine and juice, put it over, and lo and behold, it changed the taste. And again, Cleve and I had now another way to test. And so we just simply by doing these papers, I was now changing and improving the taste of liquids.
Wait, let me see if I understand that. So the work studying the Great Pyramid did what exactly to modify what you were doing?
So basically what I did then is, as I said, I started printing out a graphic, and I made some pyramids on a piece of paper or a square shape or like would be a triangle or a pyramid on a piece of paper, and then slightly indented the walls exactly to the specifications I found in a mathematical formula that I came up with.
Right.
But when I did it all on one piece of paper, nothing happened. But then when I broke that up and I put little portions of it on a stack of papers about 1 inch high, and now there's a little bitty portion of each little line is on each paper. You're breaking it up.
Uh-huh.
Then I got my juice and wine, and lo and behold, it changed it. It was massive. I mean, it was a really, really massive type of change.
Well,
what I did also then is I boxed those papers up into a box, and I would point the box at people's pain, and it would take away their pain. So basically what I did is I created a very special type of energy, a spiral energy, by spreading the pyramid out over a 1 inch thick pieces of paper.
Well, let me just what is the science of that spiral? I mean, you went on to really investigate the understanding of these spiral energies, right?
Exactly. Yes, very much so.
Okay, but I'm just interested, when you did the drawings without curving the triangle of the pyramid, did that have as much of an effect or any effect at all?
No, that's why I say when I put it all on one piece of paper, when I printed all of my graphics out on one piece of paper, nothing would work. But as soon as I spread it out over, and it had to be a very specific type of pattern, it was approximately 1 inch thick of paper, and there was maybe about 500 pieces of paper in that 1 inch. then when you spread it all out, then there would create the energy, that spiral energy would create the spiral. And then anything that would come over, any liquid or solid that would be coming within that spiral, it would then go with what's called sympathetic resonance. It would go in sympathetic resonance with that spiral. And what does that mean? When a taste of a liquid changes, when we change the taste of wine or you change the taste of a liquid, we are Ferraris. The human body is a Ferrari. And would you put regular gasoline in a Ferrari? No, you would not. And we are putting this water that is very much molecular chaos into our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so basically, when you put what liquid that has already been changed and it has this special type of, especially left spin orientation type of spiral that has been embedded into it, it's going to absorb better. It's going to do all different types of things so much better. Up on the Trivortex Technology website, we have what's called the research page, and it shows all these various things we've done with plants that are the water has been exposed to the Trivortex energies, and then we put the water on the plants. And the major difference between the plants that have been with treated water and untreated water is just really amazing. So what does that mean, though, too, is that understand that the light particles and the molecules and even the chemical elements are all the same in every human, animal, and plant cell. We're all the same. The only difference is arrangement. So when we say that we improve of a flower is going to get bigger and huger and last a lot longer with a much better water, that also has an implication for us, is that because we have the same chemical elements that plant does, it's only different is the arrangement. In the late 1990s, the traditional scientists discovered that there is a phosphorus-based sheath around every human and animal and plant cell. And to me, that changes everything. That is, if you want to talk about consciousness, that is really, it's a earmark. These people should have been given a Nobel Prize and have been totally forgotten that discovered this phosphorus-based sheath. Because what happens when the liquid and the vitamins and everything else comes by the cell, this phosphorus sheath is only going to pull off the light particles, literally pull off the light particles to pull through the sheath and then go into the cell, which is really amazing, because then you have a chemical element like salt or iron, and it's floating out by the cell into the liquids. It pulls off the light particles and then reassembles those light particles into a chemical element inside the cell. So we have really two sets of consciousness here. We have the consciousness inside the cell and outside of the cell.
Well, you're saying that the light particles have a phosphorus base that then get reconfigured and amplified and that are much more usable to the human bio.
Right. So, my contention is that the water, the purer the water, which means like distilled water, and is structured. And there's two different things of distilled water that's unstructured and structured. The worst water in the world you can drink is unstructured distilled, and the best water you can drink is structured distilled, because then all you have is hydrogen and oxygen that is floating past the cell, and it pulls off those hydrogen and oxygen right through that phosphorus sheath. Your vitamins and your nutrients come from your food sources, not from your water. That's where it should come from.
Minerals should not come from your water. So mineralized water is not effective.
It's minimal effective. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Remember that our entire planet is nothing but a huge distiller. Mm-hmm. What falls on our plants all around the world is nothing but distilled water. We are nurtured and we are bathed in this distilled water that falls from the sky and has been since the beginning of Earth ever started. So we are a distillation system.
I see. So you've developed these, what are they, discs or?
So what I'll do
you'll
is,
get to that. Okay, sorry. Right,
what we'll do is then real quick, and then we'll get into the actual products themselves.
No, but before you get to the products, really, I like how you're going through the development process, because now I can understand why and how you've put this technology together. So
now I had these pieces of paper that were, and I put them in a box, and I found out if I put a dome on top of it, it even was more powerful. I was doing all these experiments. About that same time, then a thing called Cool Edit Pro came out. It was an audio program, And all your audio programs before that, they were called signal generators, and you had no control whatsoever. Now with this computer program, you had control over the amplitudes, the phase, you had just really exact minute control. So what I did is I took the values that I was doing geometrically in the AutoCAD programs, and I basically transferred them over into the Adobe Edition or the Cool Edit Pro Edition, this audio file, and I had to make a little bit of adjustments. So now what I'm doing is I'm putting out a structured signal. In the beginning, I started doing it with
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to really understand that. How did you translate the visual, the lines into an audio signal?
Yeah, so basically the phase and the amplitude can also be expressed, they're expressed also in a geometric type of form. So you basically have to pick it up and put it over into phase and amplitude. Frequency is not that much, but especially your amplitude and your phasing are what make, then you can basically, what you're doing is you're creating these structures in an audio type of manner. As far as I know, I'm the very first person to ever try to attempt to do this. And so then I had speakers in the beginning so that you can actually hear the audio signals. And I got, again, Cleve and I got our glasses of wine and juice, and we put it between the speakers, and lo and behold, it worked. That was another one, you know, one of these aha moments that I live for.
Can I just ask you one question, just a little sideline? What was Cleve? I mean, I know Cleve worked with plants and all that. Did he have any particular insights into what you were doing at the time?
He followed what I was doing. He was a great supporter. To be side by side working with me. No, because he really didn't understand what I was doing.
Okay.
But a great, great supporter and a great friend.
And did it? I mean, and you appreciated his work, of course, too.
Oh,
right?
That's a whole other thing. We could do another whole program about what he did.
Okay.
But that's a whole other thing.
Okay, but no, because he's quite a figure in this. You know, alternative ways of understanding the world, which, you know, he created a huge part. Okay, but getting back to what you did when you turned it.
So now I have this audio program, and the speakers are now working, and it's an audio signal that's being literally pulsed or being played into the bottles of wine. Then one day I was doing an experiment. I don't know how it happened, but the speaker wires became disconnected. Yet the experiment still worked. And I was going, what happened? Well, it was because what was happening was going from a computer to an amplifier, then a wire going across and then connecting to the speaker. But it was the electromagnetic signal that was coming down the wire to the signal to the speaker that was actually doing everything. When I took the audio part of it, the whole sound part out, and I went strictly electromagnetic, it was actually even more powerful. So that led then to a development of a treatment chamber. You can again see pictures of the treatment chamber up on the website. And basically what it is, it has, again, a computer going through an amplifier, some antennas on both sides of a tube, and there's domes on both sides, and then the Trivortex products go inside of the chamber for 24 hours. When they come out, they have all these very unique type of characteristics. And one of the very first things I did is I put pieces of steel in, and I cut them in both into squares, into rectangles. And it's what's called a Trivortex disc.
And wait, so let me just ask you, wait, back up for 1 second. So you were doing this with the whole intention of really refining the structure of water, or did you have other intentions in creating these?
The very first thing was water. That's the whole, that's how it all started out. And then now it's branched off into so many different type of areas. It's mind boggling where all it went to. But it started off just strictly as making an economic way for people to structure water. That's what it started out with. And so now that's what the Trivortex disc does. It's one of the many things that it does.
So you made this disc, but how did you get the sound and those frequencies? So now you have this technology with the layers of the geometry, but how did you transfer, you know, the audio and those frequencies into a disc?
Yeah, so basically, and as I said now, is that the wire that was coming from the amplifier,
Oh.
That became, and then we put it into an antenna type of form. that antenna that was now put on, two antennas are put on inside of what basically was a big, huge pipe. Then there's also domes that are put on both sides of the pipe, and that's now what's called the Trivortex treatment chamber. So anything that goes into that pipe that's now being subjected to these frequencies for 24 hours, they come out and they have all these very unique type of characteristics. They change the taste of water. You know, did that first, which is what was the original intention. And then it's now gone on, done so many other things, such as relieving pain, helping plants grow faster. I mean, just all a whole different type of plethora of things that has happened.
So, okay, so then you have more than just one product, though. I mean, how did you vary it? And by where? So it's a disc. And you put that on water, or not in water.
So basically now it's a 3-inch disc that goes into the chamber for 24 hours, comes out.
Into which chamber does it go into?
It goes into the Trivortex treatment chamber.
Oh, you have to get the chamber. Okay. The disc, yes, or is this in making the product, or do people buy the chamber as well?
No, basically, there's only two chambers in the world. There's one here and there's one in South Africa.
Okay.
And so there basically is a 3-inch type of disc. It goes inside of the chamber for 24 hours.
Okay.
It's now treated. Now it comes out, and that's the item that they can purchase. And that 3-inch disc will do all various amounts of things. The first thing it will do is always your liquids. It will always improve the taste, improve the absorption. That's one of the first things. Same thing with any type of liquid. Any type of solid, also any type of solid food, it will also improve the taste. And so that's one of the basic things it does. The second thing also does is a lot of pain relief.
Okay.
So basically, there's many, many examples. But my mother, her best friend, had an ovary removed by a robot in surgery. And part of the surgery went where they attached something to her back, some of the muscle structure, and they gave her a prescription for Vicodin. And she had already been using the disc for various other things. So as soon as she came out of surgery, she put the disc onto her back, and she never filled the Vicodin prescription because she had no pain whatsoever. And that's that's one of many, many, many stories that we have.
But let me ask you, what happens in that chamber? I mean, just backing up a little bit to make those discs.
What is happening is there is a left-handed type of spiral movement that is embedded into the molecules of anything that goes in the chamber. It doesn't matter what substance goes in the chamber. When it comes out, it has these left spin spirals that are now embedded into the molecules.
Did you also discover that in nature, where there was a left spin streams under the surface using different detection means, that there was extra energy when it was?
Well, that's also based upon even traditional scientists. Mm-hmm. They discovered that the spin molecule, the molecules in biological entities, plants, animals, and humans, all have a left-hand turn spin.
Interesting.
We're all left turn spin, and that's where when you get to inorganic, it all goes right spin. When it goes into organics, life forms, we're all left spin.
Is this some of the work of Walter Russell, actually?
Not that particular discovery. These were traditional scientists that discovered, they actually, with microscopes and various other type of testing instruments, discovered the left spin of the molecules in biological entities.
Well, no one ever talks about that. You don't really hear that much about.
Yeah, and that's basically like the persons that discovered the phosphorus sheath. Anything that's like that, their discoveries are pretty much repressed and ignored. And again, that's where we have the influence there of a big pharmaceutical is able then to influence the scientific papers, the consciousness, etc., by simply ignoring things.
So anyway, you made these chambers, right? And you make these discs that you put in these chambers, and then they take the discs out, and they have this left-hand spin, and they get rid of pain, they increase the vitality.
Once you put water that's been treated to the disc and put them on your plants, you'll see a major difference in the plant growth. Also is that if you take the disc and throw it in the bathtub, put about anywhere between a pinch to a cup of salt, whichever your preference is, and it can be any type of salt. And what happens is the disc then becomes an extension, or the salt becomes an extension of the disc. And so when you lay and sit in that salt water, it's like being in a big, huge disc. I am 63 years old. I play full court basketball with 20-year-olds. When I'm done playing my basketball, I throw the disc into the my tub, put a little bit of salt in, and I soak for about 20 minutes. When I come out, before I go in, I have all that acid buildup from pounding my legs on the hardwood floor. And when I come out of that bathtub, it's amazing. I'm still, even though I've invented this, I'm still amazed at the difference between before and afterwards.
Are there other products that do this or not really?
I have not found anything quite like what Trivortex can do. If there is something out there, generally it's like a short-term type of basis where it only lasts maybe 3 or 4 months, and then you have to go buy another one. Not for the length of time. Trivortex products will last anywhere between 7 to 10 years.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good, for the price of it, is a very, very good type of investment. So the disc has many different type of applications. You can also put it on your wash machine. What does soap do? It only structures water. So basically, when you put the disc on the wash machine, you can reduce your clothes soap by 1/3. And you'll still get the same type of clean because it's also structuring the water. Put it on top of your refrigerator, and it will change everything in your refrigerator and give it a much better taste and much better absorption.
I mean, what you're saying, and I've heard like from other technology, but this is pretty miraculous. I mean, from what you're...
I had one guy call me up, and he was all excited. He bought a disc from me. And he said, I'm a welder. And he said, what I did is I put your disc on my electric welder right at the top of where the electrode goes on to the little peak that goes where they do the welding. And he said, I did one weld with the disc on. I did another weld with one, without. And he said, it's amazing the difference. And I said, well, take a picture of it. And now that's up on the website also, of showing how just simply how the disc did a difference in the welding. It's a much more closer pattern. The tensile strength is much stronger. And that was, again, his own volition of what he wanted to do with testing. So that's also, it's not only using of the Trivortex products, but it's also testing with it. A lot of people have just gotten a tremendous amount of really charge and entertainment and, compelling types of stories of their own little experimentations they've done with Trivortex products.
But how does it protect against radiation? Cell phone admission, wireless. Mm-hmm. How does it work with all that?
Well, that's again, anything that goes, as I said, goes into the treatment chamber. One of the things that I do sell is we put in there a power strip, and that goes into the chamber. And then I sell those power strips that have been treated in the chamber. And when you plug your cell phone in, or you plug in a your computer monitor or anything electronic, it sounds like science fiction, but what you can do then is, like, you can go over and put the wine on the top of your cell phone. You can put it on near your computer or near your monitor, and it actually will change the taste and the smell of the wine simply by being plugged into any instrument or anything that's plugged into that power strip will change. So basically what happens with the cell phone, when the cell phone goes in, it's being charged, the Trivortex energies are been embedded also into that microwave. It does not negate the microwave. There's no way that you can do that. If anybody says that they can actually negate the negative things or the harmful things, they can't do that. What you're trying to do, what we do here with Trivortex, is we put the signal on top of it, and it's riding on top of it. And as it now comes in contact with your cell, what we have discovered is that the cell, or whatever it might be, liquids, whatever, it will stay with the Trivortex rather than going into chaos, which is what normally, if the Trivortex wasn't there, that microwave would put the cell into chaos. But because the Trivortex is riding along with it, the cell stays with the Trivortex instead of going into chaos of the microwave. And again, people can do their own little testings on this. That's where, again, the people, I can't do that. I've never had a power strip. I've sold sold maybe 200 or 300 of them over the years. Not one has ever been returned because they all know it works. They've all done their little testings, all done their things, and they know it works.
How much?
So that's just one of.
How much do one of these objects cost?
Well, the disc, there's two different types of discs. There's a stainless steel disc that we sell, and there's also a gold-plated disc. And the gold plating is much stronger, and it's like the Cadillac. It's like a difference between the, you know, a Ferrari and a Ford, and whatever you want to, you know, what you feel that you can afford. Because the stainless steels go for $75, and the gold plated ones go for $115. But the gold plated is a little bit stronger. It does, you know, that gold is going to push all the energies through that phosphor sheath at a much higher rate and just better. So we have offer two different models on the discs, and like the power strips, it's a standard little power strip type of thing. I do not go into big power strips because I don't want people, you know, plugging a whole bunch of stuff in. So the power strips then run for they retail for $199.
Well, so, I gotta get one of these. These sound really amazing. I mean, the whole thing.
Well, basically, what you can do then is that, you know, you plug in all your computers, everything goes into that power strip, and now basically instead of all that microwaves and all that stuff coming at you, you're literally in this big womb of Trivortex energy.
It does sound miraculous, but I'm interested in order for this to be accepted by mainstream, what do they have to change in their belief system about the nature of electricity and energy and vortex?
Yeah, it's basically the admission that microwaves and various things do have impact on the cells. There still is this whole belief out there that electromagnetics, microwaves, that type of thing has no impact on the cells whatsoever. So that first awareness is that yes, it does. And the second thing is that yes, we can make them safer. Trivortex is one of those things that's helped that. There's also now another thing is that in the 1984 was when I was doing underwater television productions. My right knee was hit by the dagger board of a catamaran. I thought I lost my leg, but I recovered. And then 20 years later, this is now 2004, I'm playing my basketball. I got my discs. I got things going, that type of thing. But then that knee where I got hit by that catamaran really, really started hurting. Oh my gosh. And so I had heard and I started doing the research and then learned about high hyaluronic acid is the substance between the bone and the cartilage. And if that drops out, then that's really what actually caused the pain. And that's what I figured, well, when I got hit by that dagger board, it must have taken over a period of years. But most likely the hyaluronic acid has been somehow malfunctioning between my cartilage and my bone and my knee. So I went and bought a hyaluronic acid. Now, it's worthless to take hyaluronic acid and as a nutrient. That's why they sell these things, but the digestive system is going to just destroy it. They've actually taken needles and put them into joints with hyaluronic acid, and it does good, you know, provides pain relief, but as soon as they pull the needle out, it's gone. It won't work. So I took that tablet of hyaluronic acid, I put it on my knee, left it there for 24 hours, and of course it didn't do a thing. I took that same tablet and I put it into the Trivortex treatment chamber for 24 hours. I brought it back out, I put it on my knee, and within, I would say, 4 or 5 minutes, I was having tremendous amount of pain relief. And I could actually, my knee went back to full function. Within an hour, I was back to full function. What had happened is that the light particles of the hyaluronic acid were excited by the treatment chamber. And basically, when I put it on my body then, those light particles were able to flow right through that phosphor sheath and do their thing and give me the phosphor, the hyaluronic acid that I needed. That was then, I then named this process where light particles of a vitamin or nutrient go through the phosphor sheath. I called this light particle assimilation. I then started working with other vitamins and nutrients, and I came up with a little packet, and I had a distributor out of Phoenix, and she immediately bought one. She was recovering from cancer. She had ovarian cancer, was in remission, but not anything because of Trivortex. But her doctor then wanted her to do what's called a SpectraCell test, where they take a little bit of blood and they put some vitamin and nutrient in the blood, and they can then tell by the growth and the intensity and the amount, they can tell how much vitamins and nutrients you have in your body. And she said, I want you to take the SpectraCell test. So she had now been wearing this pouch of vitamins over her heart area for about a month. She did her test. SpectraCell called back up the medical doctor. This was not a chiropractor. It was actually a medical doctor. And they said, you need to bring your patient in. When we see this rates, her minerals were off the charts. We said, we've never seen anybody with minerals like this. And it's off the charts. You have to bring this person in, check them out for their bladder and their kidney. They probably have some sort of toxic level. They said, when we see this, it means that they're taking vitamins and nutrients like, you know, 6 or 7 times a day. They think, you know, more is better. So the medical doctor brings it in. My distributor is sitting there, and the medical doctor is shaking her finger at my distributor and said, you know, you've got to stop taking all these vitamins and nutrients. They're not really helping you. That you're shutting down your kidneys. And my distributor looked at the doctor and said, well, there's a problem with that. He said, I've never taken a vitamin or nutrient in my life ever. I said, but I'm wearing this. She held up the Tri-Vibes, what we call now the Tri-Vibes.
But was it toxifying her kidneys because of the large mineral content?
And then they did their tests and everything was negative. So basically this goes Cousins said, is that when we're under stress, you're pulling in the vitamins and nutrients you need. And what was interesting, she said, is when she received it, the vitamins and nutrients in the little pouch in the baggie didn't smell at all. You couldn't smell them. As soon as she put them on her body, immediately she said there was just this reeking smell of all these vitamins and nutrients, which means is her body activated it. And now those light particles were being pulled in. They were building the electromagnetic fields of the body. And then the cell will pull off the light particles of whatever vitamin and nutrient needs and pulls it in. And this is now what's called the Tri-Vibes. Since that time, we have now had a clinical trial done. We did 20 people. We gave 10 people a placebo, 10 people the real thing. We did a SpectraCell test before, and then 40 days later, we did SpectraCell tests again. And statistically, again, the group that was actually wearing the real Tri-Vibes, statistically, they just blew away all the people who were not taking or not had the placebo. They all went from just right below non-deficient to most of their vitamins and minerals being non-deficient. And we had a 21st person who was not officially in, but we did it at the same time. And this person was diabetic. And the first test showed that person then having a deficiency. It was had five mineral and vitamin deficiencies, which would you expect on a diabetic. And lo and behold, then at the end of the 40-day period, this diabetic had no deficiencies.
So this cured diabetes in somebody?
No, it didn't cure it by diabetes. What meant that we took the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that were deficient in that diabetic, and we put them to non-deficient in 40 days. Mm. And he had no deficiencies of any minerals, nutrients, and vitamins and nutrients. He still has the diabetes, but not to the severity. What happens is when you wear also the Tri-Vibes, what has been really experienced with a lot of persons with diabetes is their insulin amounts really balance out. They don't have the wide fluctuating insulin rates that normal diabetics do. So that's also one of the benefits. But again, what's also one of the things is the placebo group. They started spiking in some of their minerals, especially in the irons and the B vitamins. And we were going like, why? But it wasn't where they went sufficient, but it was statistically enough that we could take note of it. You know, what's going on here? I called a lawyer friend of mine in Austin, Texas, and I was telling him about this. And I was going like, you know, this doesn't make any sense. Why are these people doing these vitamin Bs? And I said, well, what did you use for your placebo? And I said, you know, I just used white flour. And he started laughing. He said, don't you realize, he said, the government, by mandate of law, is that all flour has to be vitamin B enriched. But he said it's at homeopathic rates. He said the amount of vitamin Bs in there is almost nothing. But here it was. They, by just simply using that flour, it also had enough vitamin Bs with using the Tri-Vibes that it actually then spiked their vitamin Bs. So again, what we call the Tri-Vibes, that is also up on the Tri-Vortex website. And you have the opportunity now to, for people that if you're taking your vitamins and nutrients and you're doing dailies, you do not know what days you're absorbing and what days you're not. because of emotions, just various types of influences, etc. And so what this the Tri-Vibes will do is when you wear them is those days that you're not absorbing your vitamins and nutrients, the Tri-Vibes will then pick up and fill in those days that you're not absorbing. If you are a person who does not like taking vitamins and nutrients and doesn't do that, this is the answer, because then all you have to do is just wear your vitamins and nutrients. And what our clinical trial indicated is, yes, that you can, most of all your vitamins and nutrients will go just below deficient to non-deficient. So
that's amazing. But wait, before we wrap up here, can you just talk about the stem cell aspect, the stem cell stimulator, and yeah, some of what you're working and how that relates to the
Just real quick is that I have a thing called a tri-intrasound unit, and what I did, it's a sound device that's been out since the 1970s. I put a pouch of Tri-Vibes up inside of the head. So what happens then is now the sound wave becomes a carrier for the vitamins and nutrients of the Tri-Vibes, and of course everything goes into the Tri-Vortex chamber first. And this lady is my same distributor out of Phoenix. She started working with somebody with diabetes. And the left leg was in very, very bad shape, was ready for amputation. And she started using this, what's called the tri-intrasound unit, the sound wave with the Tri-Vibes was going up and down the tibia bone. And within 1 month, leg was back to normal. And also the insulin rates also went very much balanced. So what was happening is with that tibia bone, it was now getting the stimulation. The tibia bone, of course, the bone marrow is the source of our stem cells, that and the thymus gland. And so what happened, the reason why there was such a miraculous recovery, I believe, that this person had, this diabetic on his leg, is because it was going up and down the bone marrow on that shin bone. And basically then it was stimulating the stem cells. And with stem cells, you need to do two things. You need to stimulate them, you need to get them created. The next thing is that the stem cell themselves, their DNA is partially turned off. So you have to turn that DNA on to fit whatever organ or wherever it's going into. So what I was doing both things. You were both stimulating them and you were also then turning them on. That then led to a whole nother computer type of process where we put a signal into the stem cell, into the tibia bone. And then basically we can direct that signal to wherever part of the body that we want, whatever target area, say if it's a pancreas or if it's a liver or whatever it is, we now can bring those stem cells or stem cell energies to the particular target area from the shin bone to the then target area. And we've been having fairly good success. It will be when we can actually prove it. As I said, it's either the stem cells themselves that are being brought to the target area or the stem cell energies.
Let me just ask you to, if someone wanted to, so it's a whole separate machine, this Tri-Vortex stem cell simulator, right?
Yeah, and regretfully, there's only one of them in the world, and there the full stem cell stimulator is in Palm Desert, California.
Is it hard to make? Is that why?
There's lots of parts and pieces to it, and it's a special type of computer program that runs the amplifiers that run everything, and it's a full process. If you go up on the Tri-Vortex website, you can see various videos that are persons that have experienced the stem cell stimulator. At the bottom of the page is a video program that really explains the nuts and bolts of it.
Let me just ask you, I know you sort of explained it just now, but the Tri-Vortex technologies that you made, you inserted this to kind of pinpoint these stem cells in order to generate that from the bone marrow and the thymus together?
Yeah, so basically what we're doing is we stimulate the stem cells, then we bring them to the area that we want them, if it's a cancer area or whatever the body problem is. That's where we bring them to that area. And then the key thing is we have to turn those stem cells on. So we have other frequencies. That's where the tri-intrasound unit is. And persons can buy the tri-intrasound unit. That is up on the
How do you direct? I'm just curious. How would you direct those stem cells to go?
Because what we're doing is the signals are coming off the two positive poles of the amplifier. Okay. So that's two positive. Now, what we do is we take the two negative poles off the amplifier, and that's put on the target area. So positive always wants to flow to negative, always does. And any type, when you take a positive, the ground of a speaker, and you take the positive, it always wants to flow to the negative. So that's what we're taking advantage of here, is we bring positive to negative. So positive charge goes into the stem cells, gives them a positive charge, and those stem cells then get attracted to the negative charge. So they get pulled into the area. Then once we pull them into the area, then the whole key thing is to turn those stem cells on.
It's an amazing technology. You've developed a whole medical science in a way.
We've also now added to that the use of hemp oil, and that's going to revolutionize everything.
What does hemp oil do?
So basically it's the CBDs that are not the THCs, but the CBDs.
The cannabinoids, you mean?
Yeah, yes. And basically what we feel we have now is that we have the very unique type of way of delivering those cannabinoids to the receptor cells. Of course, humans are the only ones that have these receptor cells, and we feel we have the very best delivery system now in the world that we can bring those cannabinoids directly into the cells.
Well, what will that do? Will it affect your state of consciousness, or just
every level, Alan? I mean, there's not any aspect of ourselves that will not be all of them will be impacted.
Well, but also, I mean, you can focus on cannabis, but it seemed like if you do this to other vital substances, it could have other effects, you know. It doesn't
exactly. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the hemp. It can be something else too. It's a whole another wide range of exploration that we have right now, and we have one of the most unique types of ways of delivering these energies into the cells.
What way is that?
Well, it's basically, as I said, is we have this positive-negative type of thing is set up. Yeah. I discovered a way that I could power small appliances from a computer and an amplifier, where the ozone generators right now, they have to plug all into the wall. And it comes off all that crazy electricity. Even when you put a power strip on it, it still has all the chaotic energies. And so I'm powering the ozone generators to make ozone oil and that type of thing. And also when you breathe it, that type of thing, bubble breathing, it's all coming off of the computer. And the computer has signals between 2,500 to 5,000 hertz, all done in this very unique type of patterns. And so that's what's powering the ozone generators. It powers the lasers. It powers the various things of the stem cell stimulator. And all of us, again, works on this positive-negative charge. So a positive charge comes into the body, and with the various the ingredients that are needed, and then they get immediately attracted to the target area.
This has all been really, really amazing. I mean, the fact that you've developed your own technology and healing system, and you're in development for even more research.
We're right on the precipice now of just some magnificent discoveries.
Wow. So any final words? I mean, your website is trivortex.com, where all the products are listed. But
yes, and go ahead. Again, there's many aspects to it. There's also a booklet that's up there called Super Hydrate and Charge Your Cells. It takes about 45 minutes to read. If you're into proper water hydration, I make all of my case about proper water hydration in that little booklet.
Well, I want one of those for sure. This is amazing. It really, really is. It's your life's work too, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Well, and I live for that aha moment.
what was that aha moment when you first, or are they continually happening?
Yeah, it's always continually happening. I mean, the latest one is when I actually then started using the hemp oil, and that aha moment. Oh wow! I mean, it's continuing. There's a lot more ahas to come, and there's already been, as I said, that first time that I put the wine above the stack of papers, and Cleve and I had the taste of the wine. I mean, that was just like a fantastic feeling, an aha moment. Mm-hmm.
Well, there also seems like other people have been able to create this left-hand spinning vortex, but you're saying it's not as powerful as what you've created, right?
From everything I've seen so far, no. I'm always open to people send me products, mm-hmm. and I do my little standard testing. I do my taste test, smell test, pain test, stretch test, and nothing is performed like Trivortex.
Wow, amazing, Brian! You've done an incredible job, and now we just have to get science and the medical field to change their way of thinking in order for these technologies to really help people, because that's why you're doing it, to help people.
Yes, very much so.
So any final words, anything you'd like to leave
with? Again, thank you very much. Explore the Trivortex website. If anybody has any questions, I'm always available by phone or by email.
And your contact information is on the Trivortex website.
Yes.
Well, really, thank you for taking the time to go through this and contribute. I look forward to, we'll do more interviews. And
if you ever want to do a thing about Cleve Baxter, that's fascinating stories about him.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I would love to, because that was revolutionary too, his work with plants and realizing how plants were conscious. So, yeah, maybe we'll do a whole show about that at some point. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks. I've been talking to Brian David Anderson and his Trivortex technology. That's Trivortex.com. From what you've said, Brian, it's phenomenal. It's amazing. So thank you for putting the time and the energy into creating such an incredible technology.
Thank you.
And we'll be in touch.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Thanks for everything. Okay.